Thank you, Jim and Omar. I'm really privileged to be here, so I'm delighted to come and talk to you a little bit about global health training, particularly on the fellowship level. And some of our other colleagues are going to be talking about training on residency level, etc. So to begin with, first, I have no conflicts of interest to disclose. And I'd like to recognize and thank my colleagues and co-authors on this work, Rasa, Lauren, and Patrick, who have done incredibly vital work for this. So for the next 15 to 20 minutes, I'd like to discuss, firstly, give a little bit of background and setting on the issue of increasing global health interest and participation amongst trainees on all levels, undergrads, residents, med students, and then concentrate the majority of my time on fellowship level global health training, and in particular a nationwide cross-sectional, cross-disciplinary survey that we conducted this past year. We'll talk a little bit about the methods and then the most pertinent results, and then I'll conclude. So we're all in this room very much aware that there's growing interest in global health, particularly over the last decade. And this interest is amongst our medical students, amongst our undergrads, amongst residents, as well as amongst fellows. We know that there are benefits to, hopefully, and most importantly, to the communities served, either in the way that clinical provision that we provide, program development, or building local capacity. We also know that there are immediate and longer term benefits to those who participate in global health, whether that is learning greater physical exam skills or less reliance on technologies and laboratory resources, or simply greater exposure to a diversity of clinical illnesses. These are all benefits from working in global health. And as we mentioned, there's growing interest. The Consortium for Universities for Global Health have published some data that just in the last 3 years, the number of undergrads that are participating in global health programs have more than doubled. And now, on average, at any given university, there are more than three student universities, organizations dedicated to global health. This trend is true also for medical schools, where global health participation has increased more than fivefold since the AAMC started tracking global health participation back in 1984. Let me briefly skip ahead to that graph. So beginning in 1984, 6% of graduating medical students were had participated in a global health elective. And now in the most recent year, in 2011, 31% of our graduating medical students are reporting having participated in a global health elective. So again, more than fivefold increase over the last couple of decades. However, my second point on this slide is that despite this increased growth, there's still nearly 40% of medical students who are graduating and reporting that global health instruction is still inadequate. So there's a gap that we still need to fill. What about on residency level? Now, of course, residency training is very diverse across various disciplines, so it's hard to kind of capture it all. But here are some illustrative studies, particularly in my field, in pediatrics. In 1996, a study showed that 25% of pediatric residency programs offered global health electives. We repeated this study in 2007 and found that that number had just more than doubled. To now, over 50% of pediatric residency programs offer some type of formal global health elective. And increasingly, now pediatric residencies in general are offering dedicated global health tracks for which residents can obtain a certificate. But what I'd like to focus my talk on is fellowship level global health training. We know from anecdotal evidence that opportunities on the post-residency level are also increasing. And these have been under development for over 10 to 15 years, particularly in the field of emergency medicine, where emergency medicine physicians have had the opportunity of participating in international emergency medicine fellowships for, again, 10 to 15 years. And only more recently are other disciplines developing global health fellowships. So our hope was to try to describe the current offerings on the fellowship level in global health, opportunities across all disciplines, not only in emergency medicine. So again, our objective was to quantify and describe the current global health fellowship training opportunities across medical disciplines in the United States. To do that, we started with a definition, and it was admittedly a challenge to come up with a definition of a global health fellowship, because certainly it's being defined differently in various disciplines. We defined it as formal training principally focused on global health that is beyond the minimum residency requirements, so beyond the typical 3 years of residency, that could either be subsequent to or integrated within those 3 years of residency training. And we'll give some examples of that in a little bit. So to accomplish this objective, we set out first to establish an initial data set of potential global health fellowships. We did this by trying to identify these fellowships in institutional and academic society websites. For example, the Society for Academic Emergency Medicine maintains a pretty current list of their international emergency medicine fellowships. We also looked at peer-reviewed literature. Many programs are describing their experiences in building fellowship opportunities. And then also we looked at the gray literature and the non-peer-reviewed literature through web-based search engines. And lastly, we also wanted to use epidemiologic snowball sampling, in that we asked our identified programs to also help us identify additional programs, either in their discipline or in their geographic region, that are also offering fellowship training. Once identifying a list of potential candidate fellowship programs, we surveyed them. We sent a survey invitation by email to the fellowship director or to the listed contact individual. This invitation included a personalized link to an online SurveyMonkey questionnaire. And then we followed up with any non-respondents through reminder emails and phone calls in order to try to boost any response rate. Our online questionnaire consisted of up to 26 largely closed response questions. The number of questions could be greatly reduced depending on the responses by the participant. So here are some of the results. Our key results are we identified 80 global health fellowship programs, and they were across a variety of disciplines, in seven disciplines specifically. And as you might predict, most common amongst them are global health fellowships and emergency medicine. In fact, emergency medicine had twice as many fellowships as any other discipline, largely for historic and traditional reasons. There's also family internal medicine and pediatric global health fellowships. There are fellowships that are interdisciplinary, who recruit and accept fellows from various disciplines, emergency medicine, adult medicine, pediatrics. There are also fellowships that are dedicated specifically to women's health, and to my surprise also we have three fellowships in surgery, which is great. So it's difficult to characterize all of these holistically, but there are some things that we can report. Specifically, 52.5% of global health fellowships are actually integrated into the residency experience. So these additional fellowship months or years are actually intertwined with the typical 3 years of residency program. So an individual might participate in a combined residency fellowship program that lasts for, say, 5 years. The most common duration of a global health fellowship today is roughly 2 years in length. Institutions are offering most frequently two fellowship positions each year, with a mean of 2.6. And this was also surprising to me that of the respondents, only 56.8% had actually graduated a fellow. I think this is largely suggesting that many of these fellowships are very new and haven't been haven't been around for more than 1 to 2 years. We were also very curious as to what programs are looking for when they're selecting their fellows. The vast majority of them are requiring an interview for their fellows. Most of them are also looking to recruit individuals who are going to pursue global health as a major career focus and who have leadership potential. About half of them are requiring a formal application, but only about a third of them are requiring any prior global health experience. And then very, very few of them are requiring any MPH or advanced degrees prior to their global health fellowship. We were curious as to what the fellows do during these couple of years, and nearly all of them are participating in clinical work. That clinical work was both clinical work abroad as well as clinical work domestically. And with those clinical shifts domestically, was also used as a means of resources to offset some of the costs of the fellowship. Most fellows are doing research. Most of them are pursuing coursework. And this didactic coursework involved, for example, a part-time MPH over the two-year fellowship, or pursuing a three-month diploma in tropical medicine, which I actually did during my fellowship. 75% of them are involved in teaching abroad and domestically, but a minority are actually involved in policy or advocacy during their fellowship years. So we recognize that there are limitations to our study. First of all, there's no standardized definition of what constitutes a global health fellowship, either across disciplines or even within any given discipline. Also, our response rate was limited. We had 57.5% of the 80 programs respond, although this is comparable to any mailed survey and actually twice that of a typical emailed survey. So we're largely satisfied. Also, we recognize that there are likely programs that we were unable to identify despite looking at multiple resources and despite using the snowball sampling method. And one large reason for that is simply because the fellowship field is quickly evolving and new fellowships are being developed each year. Which brings us to our last proposal. As a result of this study, we are proposing the development of a Global Health Fellowship database, which would be a updatable current resource for applicants, trainees, as well as fellowship directors. It would maintain a current list of fellowship opportunities across all the medical disciplines, as well as contact information and websites. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the maps from that database, which will be online in the next couple of months when these data are published. But this shows kind of the geographic distribution as well as the distribution of the various disciplines in the United States. In conclusion, as we all in this room are well aware, global health opportunities are quickly increasing and improving at all levels of education, starting with undergrads, going on to medical school residents, and now we're seeing also on the fellowship level. On the fellowship level, there's a large number that's quickly developing, and there's a diversity of fellowships across all seven disciplines. And then lastly, we're proposing a global health fellowship that can maintain a current list and be an ongoing resource for applicants and fellowship directors. And I thank you for your time.
Excellent. Thanks.